This letter is from PeaceNet, 1918 Bonita Street, Berkeley, California, 94704. Dear new PeaceNet user, we have established an account for you on PeaceNet, the international computer network for the peace movement. Enclosed is the preliminary user manual. A more complete one will follow in a few weeks. And a user information card containing your local telenet number, system ID, and initial password. Please fill out and return the enclosed coupon as soon as possible, including either a credit card number, Visa, MasterCard, or American Express, or a $50 check deposit. If you have any questions, please call us at 415-486-0264. Thank you for using PeaceNet. Sincerely, Danilan R. Copeland, User Support. And this is put together from ARC Communications Institute, Center for Innovative Diplomacy, Community Data Processing, Foundation for the Arts of Peace. A business application was filed with ELNOS. ELNOS is a full-service business development corporation that provides creative and flexible solutions to advance the development and growth of businesses in the ELNOS region. We favor growing businesses that will provide long-term income and employment opportunities in the ELNOS region. This was filed when we were living in Elliott Lake, Ontario, Canada. With our application, we sent the following EcoHealth documents: World Ecodynamics Community Module, Family Modules, New Strategy for Shelter, Business Plan, and some proposals with preconditions. And this was all addressed to R. Keneally, Elliott Lake Retirement Living. This letter is from L.R. Camphaug, President of Flexidome Systems, Inc. Flexidome Systems, Inc. was on Highway Number 7, P.O. Box 438, Carlton Place, Ontario, Canada, 613-257-2169. Attention, Dr. Charneau. Dear Dr. Charneau, I had the pleasure of meeting with Wayne Kynes of the World Media Institute, and the topic of discussion was affordable housing for developing countries, as well as the obvious need here in Canada for such housing. Wayne Kynes suggested that I get in touch with you, as you may have some interest in other applications. For example, we have erected greenhouses using aluminum square tube. By using steel pipe, we can assemble a geodesic dome that can be erected in a couple of hours to a maximum size of 24 foot diameter and 24 feet high. This could then be covered with varying materials pre-cut to fit, or you may have an application for covering with a net. I am enclosing a presentation that I sent to the Federal Business Development Bank requesting funding. A lot of this information may not be pertinent. However, if anything is of interest, please get in touch with me. We are in the process of moving, so I can be reached by leaving a message at 613-256-3563 during the day, or 613-257-4609 at night, or fax 613-256-4707. Our mailing address remains the same. I look forward to hearing from you. Yours truly, L.R. Camphaug, President. Pierre Mallinson wrote a brief letter after setting up a CompuServe system for Domain Environments and Domain Ecodynamic Research Foundation. Thank you so much for your hospitality. I'll get in touch soon, first by telephone, then by modem. All the settings are under P. Mallinson file. Just click the dial service to reach us. Talk to you soon. P.S. I took one Pied Piper. Keep the change. Thanks again. Pierre Mallinson. This is a letter from Eric Wyndham White. Case Postal 470-1211, Geneva 3, Rive. Telephone 327831. Dear Mr. Charnot, I must apologize for my failure to reply hitherto to your interesting letter of the 8th of May. I've been away from Geneva for some time, and there has been a considerable accumulation of work during my absence. I was sorry to miss you in Geneva, and I hope you will be coming this way again soon. Meanwhile, I will answer your questions. 1. I would certainly be interested in exhibiting your work. I must, however, point out that Geneva is a very difficult market, and that my gallery is still a young one without an established clientele. The sales prospects cannot, therefore, be considered bright nor predictable. For this reason, I have decided upon a policy of only sponsoring exhibitions where the artist pays rent for the space and also participates in part of the promotional expenses. On this basis, the gallery commission on sales is 30% instead of the usual 50%. If you are interested in an exhibition on this basis, we could organize one next year and meanwhile discuss the exact terms. Please let me know. Yes, I am interested in these other areas of art and would be happy to discuss the terms, conditions, timing, etc. of exposing them. Alternatively, where a complete exhibition is excluded, we are happy to take individual paintings and sculptures on consignment. In this case, we exhibit these as part of our permanent stock. The transport charges are payable by the artists, and the gallery's commission is normally 50%, but this is negotiable on works of relatively high value. I shall be pleased to hear further from you, and meanwhile wish you every success in your Edinburgh expedition. With kind regards, sincerely yours, Eric Wyndham White. This next letter is from the Torrance Gallery, Florence Torrance, 29B Dundas Street, Edinburgh, EH36QQ, written on May the 3rd, 1973. Heading, Exhibition, 16th to the 30th of June, 1973. Space, Time, Substance. Dear Zira Charnot, thank you for your letter of the 25th of April. I presume the above title refers to your work, as there is no reference to Ernst Norland. Do you wish his name only to appear on PV cards as sample enclosed? I have received sample card color from Mrs. Norland. As soon as I hear from you, I will have PV cards printed and send a few to you as requested. Lewis Mortensen formulated a theory of interpersonal dynamics. This theory was presented by Dr. Lindsay Jacob as a lecture to ARE. Two types of decisions are described. 1. A risk decision. 2. A safety-seeking decision. The defined differences between the two kinds of decisions is the ability versus disability, courage versus fear, to trade value for value. The decision which is based upon the ability and courage to trade value for value is called a risk decision. The decision which is based upon the disability or fear of trading value for value is called a safety-seeking decision. The meaning of trading value for value is critical to understanding the subject. The trading of value for value is defined as giving up one value for another without a residue of regret. I do not know if that document was sent as a letter to anyone. It was never transcribed.